Hello, wonderful moms. It's me, Jessie. Happy Friday and welcome to the Weave and Wonder podcast. It's the place to be to hear all things conscious parenting and how we can have more self-compassion and love for ourselves, along with lots of reminders how we are rocking this parenting thing even on the hard days, especially then. I'm a parent counselor and teacher, and I love supporting moms with young children in creating more ease and delight in the day. Today's topic, when our children push our buttons. Yes, I know this topic well, and I bet you do too. I'm going to share a few ways we can de-escalate when we're feeling stressed or our children are pushing our buttons or triggering us. Also, how we can continue the path of positive communication, positive parenting, just being more conscious, not allowing our own stories to create a ripple effect within the family. For our self-love moment at the end of the podcast, how can we take away the shame and the judgment when we mess up and offer ourselves more tenderness instead? That's important for us. And what if we see these mess ups as all part of the journey? I'm going to share about that and a phrase we can say throughout the day that really lifts us up and sets us on the right path. It's by Louise Hay, one of my favorites. So this and more in episode 5. I'm sitting here with you. I'm sipping my nettles tea today. It's a new tea I'm trying. It's so yummy. It tastes like the woods. And it's kind of smoky outside. There's some fires happening around us. We're perfectly safe, but we get some of that smoke and sending prayers that that's resolved quickly. I'm just returned from a trip from Arizona. I went to a friend's wedding and it was so special. I was there for less than 24 hours. It was kind of tough to be there for so little because I love Arizona, especially this time of year. It's where I grew up. But it was worth it. I got to see my twin sister, Jenna, and a sister from a different mister, who I've known since seventh grade. And of course, seeing a good friend get married and the wedding was so thoughtful. It was very Arizona. There was a mariachi band and the groomsmen were wearing bolo ties. Do you know what those are? You should Google a cowboy and you'll see them with their bolo ties. And they had succulents as boutonnieres. I just loved it because I love everything. Anything kind of Western, I get a little thrill. And what are you up to? How was your week? And how are you doing? How was your parenting week? Has it been full of some giggles and some fun, light, sweet times and cuddles? Have there been some tricky moments too? Because I'm thinking about us and how we can have those tricky times or those terrible times and really frustrating moments. We can get so hard on ourselves when we yell or resort to punishments or even to saying things that are out of character for us when we're feeling triggered or stressed. And I've been there. I still have those days. They have gotten easier over the years. I have a lot of practices in place. It's been an intentional past few years putting these practices in place because I used to feel a lot more frustration in the day. I shared in my latest blog post on weaveandwonder.com. It's called 3 Steps to More Positive Parenting. I have those moments too where I yell and I regret it. And I'm apologizing afterwards, trying to repair the rupture and feeling guilty for what I said. My daughter, I shared how she's 6 years old going on 7. She has a very active social life, which is, pretty special. That's new for us because she's no longer a little toddler. She has her group of friends and birthday parties, ballet practice, wanting to see friends after school for play dates. I also have a toddler who we have playgroups with, and he's got his things going on. He's less verbal about the things that he would like to do, But my daughter, yeah, she has a say in what she wants, and that's all so age appropriate. I'm seeing because her other friends are very similar in, can I do this? Can I do this after school? And why not? Please, please, please take me here. Please take me. And I can take that in stride and I can set limits, allowing us to do some things and saying, you know, sorry, we can't do that for others. And then there are times where I'm completely overcommitting. There was a week where we went to, I think, 2 birthday parties and a Halloween bash. I shared how on the Monday she asked to go see a friend after school, have me drop her off at a friend's house and pick her up. And I felt my heart pounding. I said, no, you know, you are being so demanding. I used the word bratty. You've been so bratty asking me every day after school to do something. And maybe you just start appreciating where I've already brought you. And I was really stunned by my own just being mean. I was stunned that I had that reaction and feeling really guilty. And of course she cried. And I feel like I did a lot to prepare the rupture. And we can talk more about that, how we can repair when we've messed up. But it does start with apologizing and more positive interactions throughout the day. But, you know, where did that come from? I had to do some digging deep. And I knew that I had been stretched thin. My husband had been out of town recently. He's been working late. There's just been a lot going on, and I hadn't really been in touch with myself very much that week. I hadn't done a lot of journaling or sitting with my own feelings. So things were just popping up out of nowhere. And, you know, we all have these moments, and I want to just share with you that, yeah, I think of myself as a respectful, conscious parent, and I still have these moments. We're not just all of a sudden like fixed, like, oh, I'm just never going to yell again. I'm just not a yelling mom. I mean, maybe that's the case for you, but for me, it's something I have to work on, and I think many of us do. So, you know, what pushes your buttons? What triggers you every time? Is it, you know, ungratefulness? That's mine. Is it, you know, not maybe slowly doing things or whining or begging for things? I'm not, you know, for everyone, it's different. Is it a quirk that irritates you when you're feeling tired or stressed or stretched thin? In coaching sessions, I'm often told, I meet with people virtually and sometimes in person if you live in the Bay Area, that I never judge. I also go through these things and, you know, it does get better though with practices. It becomes far and fewer between and there's more moments of being proud of ourselves when we practice. And I'm going to share with you a few practices today, what we can do when we're feeling triggered, exactly what we can do, and how that can create some more ease for ourselves, some more space, and also why we're triggered. Let's go with that first, because sometimes it can feel out of nowhere, at least for me, like we can be having a perfectly pleasant day and just something happens and wow, flip, a switch goes off. Do you know what I mean? And what's happening there is when we're feeling triggered, whatever that may be for you, our body goes into this fight or flight mode. It flips on our sympathetic nervous system and it activates our stress response. It's like our primal lizard brain. You can think of it in that way. And while we might feel so evolved as humans, we all have this primal lizard brain. That's there, and it's there to keep us safe. It's there to protect us. And when all these stress hormones and adrenaline rushes are going off, our heart's pounding, and our stomach's churning, and we're overwhelmed, that all threatens our relaxation response. Our bodies can't tell if there is this tiger in the room, or a toddler is just going bananas, or resisting putting on their sweater for the 8th time or says something that upsets us, our brains can't tell. And so when this flip is switched, when our bodies think there's this tiger in the room and wants us to fight or flight, what can we do? No, we can't blame it on our limbic brain. Can't say, oh, you know, that's that lizard brain. It's okay. I guess I'm just a yeller. I'm just a spanker. I don't think that's fair to us or to our children. We can't blame it on our ego mind either. We can't blame it because it's there to protect us. It's there for a reason, but we do have our power to help us along too. We don't have to be so stuck. So something that's helped me, what I share with parents in virtual sessions, is when we quiet our minds through being in the present moment, through meditation, or just sitting with our feelings, we begin to recognize the coming and going of feelings so much easier. Things don't just pop up out of nowhere. When we're in the present moment and we're witnessing instead of reacting right away, we're getting inside our bodies and feeling the sensations, feeling our hearts, feeling our fingers, and sitting with it, feeling how it needs to feel when we're angry, getting comfortable with feeling our normal human emotions, sadness, jealousy, and just recognizing that and seeing it as totally temporary. This can be sitting on our meditation pillows. This can even just be just watching and being in the present moment. The better we are when we can recognize when our body's starting to take a shift and we're entering into this fight or flight mode, this triggered state, and we can come out of it. What are some practices we can do to make this easier for us so that we're not getting into this point of no return to that lizard brain point where it's harder to get out of when we get there? When we notice ourselves, our heart pounding, feeling irritated, getting to this point where we're about to blow. Sometimes I have a mom timeout and I have this little bathroom in our house. Sometimes I'll just say, I'm going to pop in the bathroom for a minute. This is knowing my children are safe too, which we have a safe play space and they're getting older now. I'm going to go into the bathroom for a minute to freshen up. And I'll go in there and I'll close the door and take some deep breaths and I'll think to myself, we can do this. I am okay, even if they are not. I'm okay, even if they are not. And I'll say sweet things to myself too. You know, you're a good mom. I know. I'm feeling angry. We can admit to ourselves how we're feeling. I'm feeling irritated. It's been hard. It's okay to feel this way. I'm going to take a few deep breaths and I'm okay. Even if they aren't. Even if there's a temper tantrum. Even if it's just the 27th time they've reminded you they want more Halloween candy that day. You know, to take this mom time out can really help. So we can comfort ourselves. If we can't take the mom time out, comforting ourselves, giving ourselves a hug. I do that a lot. If I don't have the time, giving myself a hug, I'm still here for you. We can imagine even an angel, a guardian angel giving us a hug. We can imagine our own mothers giving us a hug or someone special in our lives, feeling nurtured ourselves. Who can comfort you when you're just feeling like you're all alone? And being aware when we're triggered, we can pause and get quiet and surrender to, this is how I'm feeling right now. I'm not going to let myself get to this point of yelling or spanking or saying things that are just mean. I'm not going to let myself get to that point. And I try to make it light, saying to ourselves, yes, I'm human. There I go being human again. Making it light. Yeah, that's me. And I am still, this is part of the journey. What if it's not a mistake? What if this is all part of our journey? It's more of our awakening to more conscious living, being a more respectful person and parents. It's just more awakening that's happening. And that's how I like to see it. So how's this sounding? What's something that you might do for yourself when you're feeling that fight or flight process happening in you, when we're feeling like we're about to lose it? I learn from you too. I'm always learning. Afterwards, after we've talked ourselves through it, knowing it's temporary, we're feeling a little bit better. That doesn't mean that we can't do something to help the situation in the future. You know, we don't need to silently resent the situation or resent our children for behaving that way. We can address the issues in loving ways with gentle guidance. You know, we don't have to quietly just fight through it. We can be direct with our children and set boundaries. So maybe if it's really irritating when our children, let's say they come inside after school and they just throw their bags down, throw their trash on the ground, their jackets down, and they just go get a snack and there's just crumbs all over and a mess. You know, that for me, whew, that's when that gets me. We can set boundaries and say, when you come in the house, I'd really like for you to hang your backpack up and take off your shoes. Because some of you might say, oh, I've already told them that like a gazillion times and they still do not listen. Then we know that no matter what their ages are, 3 or 5 or 8, there's something happening. They need some more guidance. Sometimes we can get stuck in thinking they should be old enough to know better by now. Maybe so or maybe not. Probably more guidance is needed. So we can say things like, you know, what can we do to make this happen? I can give you some help. I can give you some reminders. Here's the hook. Do you need some help getting this string on? Should we put a sign up reminding you where it goes? We can have a conversation about it in a loving, guiding kind of way, not in a sarcastic way, but in a way of like, how can I help with this? Oh, you know, oops, you forgot to put your jacket up here. I know the hook's right here. Can you go ahead and put it on? I'll give you some time to do that. I'll give you some time. Yes. And switching our thought process from they're too old for all these reminders, or oh my gosh, they've been such a pain about this, or they're being such three-nagers, terrible twos. That just gets us back in our old stories, gets us in the wrong state of mind that gets triggered, really, where it feels like it's out of nowhere. So thinking, I need some more guidance on this and brainstorming with them. Do you need some more help? How can we make this easier for us? I would love to just take a moment to say, rate this podcast on iTunes. If you're there, if you can rate and leave a review, that would be so appreciated. I've already had some really just lovely reviews that go straight to my heart. And thank you for that. And it helps spread the word about parenting in a way that's more conscious and respectful and positive and showing more love for ourselves as well. I think sometimes that gets missed in parenting podcasts. And if you have any questions, parenting questions, I received a few this week already. Please email me at jessie@weaveandwonder.com. So let's light a candle for our self-love moment. I'm lighting a little beeswax candle for you and me. For our parenting journey and just growing as people and as mothers, beeswax smells so good. And I want to ask you, what happens if there is nothing wrong with falling off the positive parenting wagon? You know, what if we thought of it in that way? What if we see this as all part of the journey and that I don't know if we're ever going to be completely healed from everything that's affected us in childhood or over the years, things that have created, you know, certain tenderness in us, certain triggers. I'm not sure if that's all going to go away one day by waving the magic wand. So things can get easier. Things can get more joyful, more delightful. Hard things happen less often. But when we make these mistakes, what if we're just more tender with ourselves? What if the less we resist these kind of moments and we stop judging and blaming ourselves and calling ourselves bad moms? What if it opens up to, you know, more love for ourselves? You know, in virtual sessions, when I coach parents, I don't let moms call themselves bad moms. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's true. And I think instead, what if we notice these moments where we, you know, what hits the fans? It's part of our awakening. We're noticing it. We're not blind to it. We're sitting with it. We're thinking about it. We're reflecting. This is part of our awakening. It's part of more conscious living, living a more happy, joyful, content life. This is part of the journey. So something I like to say to myself if I've had a really tough week is something by Louise Hay. If you haven't discovered her yet, my gosh, she was one of the first spiritual teachers that I felt like helped me just see things differently, see my resentments differently, help me to forgive more easily, help me to just love myself more. Any of her books, You Can Heal Your Life, You Can Heal Your Body, any of her daily books, oh my gosh, I really recommend them, even if you don't consider yourself spiritual, because they're so beautiful and helpful for us. One of her strategies she asks us to do is to start by saying, I approve of myself throughout the day. And she even says, and I thought she was joking, but she says, you could even say it 200 times a day and even say it more than that. Maybe 200 times a day wouldn't be enough, because I approve of myself is one of the most encouraging ways we can support ourselves throughout the day. Knowing that, you know, even when I'm stressed out, I approve of myself. Even when I make mistakes, I approve of myself. Even when I'm feeling glorious and happy and free, I approve of myself in all of these situations. So I do say that. I go on walks and I think, I approve of myself. I approve of myself. I approve of myself. Can you do that too? Or at least a few times a day, look in the mirror, and I approve of myself. No matter what, maybe when you're giving yourself a little breather, a little mom timeout, whisper to yourself, I approve of myself. And see how that uplifts you and helps us feel a little softer and kinder to ourselves. And when we're feeling more love and kindness to ourselves, we're less likely to feel triggered. I loved being here with you. Thank you for joining me. I hope that this supported you. And I'll see you next Friday. This is Jessie. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you later. Sending love to you. Bye.